We're doing Netivot Shalom, and we're in the middle of Parshat Mishpatim, Uvashvit Yetzel Chofshi Chinam. The concept was that on the seventh, on the Shabbos, the Pasuk says on the seventh year, the Eved Ivri goes free, for free. And the Netivot Shalom had been discussing that the Eved Ivri is really a Jew who has gone down from the level he should be on, and that Shabbos is a time that a person really goes free, and that's what he's going to say now. And this is how we can understand the verse that says when you purchase a Hebrew slave, he should work for 6 years. On the seventh year, he goes out free for nothing, for free. He doesn't get his ear pierced right away when he gets sold. כיוון שיש לו תיקון, because he could still be fixed על ידי השבס קוידש. אשר בשביעית יצא לחופשי חינם. Because on the seventh, he could go out free. חינם רומז להתערות הדלילה. The word חינם is a reference to the fact that there is arousal from above שהקדוש ברוך הוא נותן את השבת בהתערות הדלילה. That God gives us the Shabbos, there's, so to speak, an arousal from above. ויוצא לחופשי מכל העניינים שמשובד אליהם. And on Shabbos, a person can go free from all the things that he's, so to speak, in bondage to in this world. All the material things. אבל אם כבר עברו שבע שנים ולא הרגיש שבת, but if the 7 years pass and he doesn't sense Shabbos, he's always in bondage, שהסיבה לזה היא, אם עמו יאמר העבד, the cause for his not sensing Shabbos is because the slave says, אהבתי את אדוני, את אשתי ואת בניי. I love my master, I love my wife, I love my kids. אהבתי את אדוני. He says, I love my master. So explaining this with a Hasidic flair, he says, it's true, I love my master God. But I also love my wife and children. So then he says, you know what? I'm bound to two things. You, God, and also other things in this world. לא יצא חופשי, then he doesn't go free. איני רוצה כלל להתנער ולהשתחרר מהתאוות. The person says, I don't want to free myself of my desires. שיש מי שאף אם הוא שקוע בתאוות אינו משלים עם זה. You have a person who's sunk in the material aspects of life. He's sunk in his desire, but he's not whole with it. אלא תמיד הוא בוכה על מצבו, but he's constantly weeping over his situation. ולא ינוח ולא ישקט, and he doesn't rest. He doesn't settle down מלחפש עצות להשתחרר מתאוות עולם הזה. He doesn't cease seeking a way to free himself from the desires of this world, from the material aspects of life. אבל עבד עברי הזה שנפל ממדרגותיו, but this Hebrew slave who fell from his levels, אומר, he's declaring לו עצה חופשי, I don't want to go free, I do not want to be free. שאיני רוצה בכלל להשתחרר מתאוות עולם הזה. He says, I don't want to be free from the desires of this world. ועל כן, and therefore, אף לאחר שבע שנים אינו מרגיש קדושת שבת, even after the 7 years, he does not sense the holiness of Shabbat, כי במנוחתו לא ישכנו הרעילים. Because in the resting of Shabbos, those that are uncircumcised cannot rest. ולפיכך, ורצה אדוניו תוזנו במרצע, מטעם אוזן ששמע וכולו. That's why the master, when his slave declares, I want to remain a slave, I don't want to go free, so the master pierces his ear, like our sages taught, if he has that ear which heard at Sinai, God says, don't be slaves to the material things, don't be slaves to mankind, you're my slaves, and nonetheless he willingly takes on a master. שיש לו הזדמנות להתעלות, he has an opportunity to arouse, to go higher. מנפילתו בכוח השבת קודש והוא אינו רוצה. He could go higher. He could get up from where he's fallen with that strength of the holy Shabbos, and he does not choose to do so. אך גם לו יש תקווה ומזו. So on the one hand, this person is choosing to be enslaved. On the other hand, he too has hope. He too can be healed. כמו דכתיב ועבדו לעולם, like the Pasuk says, if he takes on this lengthened servitude, he'll serve him forever. Shamru Chazal ki ena kavana leolam ela ad hayovel. Our sages taught that when the verse says forever, it doesn't mean literally forever, but rather till the jubilee year, till that 50th year. Ki yudi eino avud chas v'chalila leolam. A Jew is never lost forever. Ve'af lachal tkufa arukah. And even if a long period has passed, kol kach, שכבר עברו רוב שנותיו, even if most of his life has passed, ועדיין לא יצא מכל ענייני תאוות שהוא שקוע בהם, and he has yet to leave all the different forms of desires that he has sunk into, עדיין יש לו תיקון, he could still be fixed, שביובל הוא יוצא לחירות, that on the Jubilee year he goes free, כמאמר מרן אדמו בבזיה, על הפסוק עוד מעט ואין רשע, like the Admor said, the verse says, עוד מעט ואין רשע, soon, there will be no wicked. שבכל רשע יש מעט שאינו רשע. That the עוד מעט doesn't mean in a little bit of time, but rather there's still a little bit left that has not turned wicked. Even within the wicked, there is still a little bit. The literal meaning of the pasuk is עוד מעט, in a little bit of time, ואין רשע, there will be no wicked. So he said, we could understand the verse to mean עוד מעט, there's still a little bit left within the wicked, ואין רשע that is not wicked. וכל שכן וקל וחומר אצל מי שאינו רשע. And certainly, we could say a fortiori regarding someone who is not really wicked, ורק עובד לשני אדונים, but he's enslaved to two masters, שרוצה את בית הדברים, that he constantly wants both things. He says, אהבתי את אדוני, I love my master, I love you, Hashem, I want to do what you say. But he says, ואת אשתי ואת מנאי, but I love other things in life too. ודאי שיש בו עוד מעט שאין רשע, certainly there's still what's left that is not wicked, ויש לו תיקון על ידי היובל, and he can be fixed through the Jubilee year, even though he chooses to take the long haul. He chooses to take the majority of his life to be sunk in the material aspects of life. There's still hope, there's still a future. וזהו כוח השבת קודש. And this is the power of Shabbos, שעל ידה יכול יהודי להתעלות מכל מצב שהוא. That through Shabbos, a Jew could arise from any situation. ואפילו לאחר שכבר עבר יובל שלם, and even after a complete cycle, 50 years have passed, יכול עוד לצאת בכוח השבת קודש. He could still come out with that strength of the Holy Shabbos. וכמו דכתיב בפרשת התשובה בפרשת ניצבים. And like the verse says, in the parasha of תשובה, in the parasha of ניצבים, והשבותה לבביך, בכל הגויים אשר ידיחך, you'll take to heart wherever, in whatever nation you've been exiled to. אשר ידיחך, השם אלוקיך שמה, whatever nation Hashem your God has sent you there, ושבת עד השם אלוקיך, and you will return to Hashem your God. אם יהיה נידחך בקצה השמיים, if your person has been scattered to the edge of the heavens, משם יקבצך השם אלוקיך, השם declares, from there he will gather you, ומשם יקחך, and from there he will take you. דהית בספרים הקדושים, the holy works right, the verse says, if you've been distanced so far, Hashem, you should return to Hashem. And they say that the words, vishavta, hem otiyot shabbat. When the verse says, and you shall return to Hashem, it is purposely using the letters shavta, which are the letters of Shabbat. שבצירוף כוח השבת קודש אפשר להיחלץ. That when we combine the strength of the Holy Shabbos, a person can get free. אפילו אם יהיה נידחך בקצה השמיים, even if he is to the edge of the heavens, דהית בתורת אבות על פי דברי הזוהר הקדוש, that in the work, תורת אבות, it says, on the words of the Holy Zohar, שקצה השמיים מרמז למידת יסוד, that the words, the edge of the heaven, are an allusion to that trait of the foundation. אפילו אם יהיה נידחך במידה זו, even if the person has been distanced with this trait, to the foundation he's been distanced, שקשה מאוד לשוב בתשובה על זה, that it's very difficult to repent, to return from that, גם משם יקבצך השם אלוקיך המקבץ נדחי ישראל, even from there Hashem says, I will gather you, Hashem who gathers those that have gone astray from Israel, וזאת על ידי כוח השבת קודש. And how will God do this? Through the strength of the Holy Shabbos. שעל ידה יכול יהודי להיחלץ מכל המצבים השפלים ביותר. That through the Shabbos a Jew can break free from all the situations, be it as low as they are. וכמאמר חז"ל, and like our sages taught, כל השומר שבת כהלכתה. Our sages said, if one keeps Shabbos in accordance with Halacha the way he should, אפילו עבד עבודה זרה כדור אנוש מוכלין לו. Even if he served idol worship like that generation of Enosh, even so, in merit of the fact that he kept Shabbos the way he should, he will ultimately be forgiven. So what we saw today, and we haven't yet finished, is that the Nativat Shalom is taking the verses about a Hebrew slave and applying them to a person's daily life, a person who has chosen to be enslaved to his desire, and a person has the potential to come out of it on Shabbos. And if a person chooses to say, I want to spend the majority of my life sunk in the material, I don't want to come out of it, I love God, but I love the other things as well. So even so, the Torah teaches us there's still hope for him. Just as the Hebrew slave, after 50 years, or whenever the Jubilee year comes around, he can come free, so too this person, even if he's chosen to take that path, ultimately he can come free. It's difficult, it's not easy, but there's always hope. And the hope is through the Shabbos that overcomes the troubles of the times, and it is through the Shabbos that a person can break through and come back in whatever situation he might have been in.